plumber games of the Dolphins. You know, in the end, came down to, they made a few more plays than we did. You know, we had our opportunities, and it's a tight game, obviously, and they just, they made a few more plays than we did. So, you know, we just got to work harder to, you know, to make a few more of those. That's really about it.
Can you talk about what you saw in that fourth and six that they converted to keep that last drive going?
They made a good play.
What about the decision to go for it yourself on fourth down?
I thought we could, you know, we thought we could make it. I went for it on fourth down a couple of times. It's, you know, situation in the game, field position, all those things. But didn't work out.
How disappointing is it, Bill, that you guys have been able to get
together
on the road so far this year?
It's disappointing anytime you lose. So, it's disappointing anytime you lose.
Talk about pass defense, the rush and the coverage not coming together. Case today where both those areas failed pretty.
At times. Times when it was okay. There's times when it wasn't.
Bill, obviously Drew had big numbers last week in all the 10 he had career highs today. In terms of your pass defense, what do you think the issue is?
Got to coach better. Got to play better. Just got to do a better job.
Any injury issues with Tom at all? He went out early in the game.
Played the whole game.
What were they doing with Best to make him so effective? What was he doing that?
He ran good routes and Henny hit him. He did a good job. He's good underneath receiver. You know, he gets open, catches the ball, runs after the catch. So, you know, he did a good job.
Bill, you were up 14-0. What adjustments? Can you talk about any of the adjustments the Dolphins made defensively to slow down the offense?
I think it looked like they pretty much did the same thing the whole game. Looked like to me. You know, they mixed a few things, but they pretty much did the same thing the whole game.
Do you think maybe offensively there was a little bit of reliance on getting the ball deep downfield maybe in the second half, or is that just what we're showing?
No. I mean, I thought we moved the ball well. I mean, we had a lot of yards and moved the ball. We didn't, you know, came up with no points on two red area drives. And then in the fourth quarter, we didn't move the ball. You know, we had two series or three series really where we didn't move it. So, but it's up until that point, we moved the ball a lot. We just didn't get as many points out of it as we could have.
Did it appear to be the same kind of problems that you've been dealing with in the red zone, or did it seem as if it was a new?
We just got to do a better job down there. We got to coach it better. We got to play it better. We just got to come out of there with, you know, those opportunities. We got to take advantage of them. We got to get more out of it.
The last two possessions, it looked like the Dolphins left Crowder in the middle where you couldn't get Welker in there like you've gotten most of the game. Is that fair? Is that a fair look at that?
I don't know. The first one looked like he was trying to blitz and, you know, Sammy got by him. I'm not sure about the second one. You know, we threw it outside there to Sam Aiken. We weren't really going in there, so I don't know. I wasn't really looking at him.
It seems surprising that for the caliber of Brady's caliber, it should be twice at the 6-yard line and come up with nothing to differentiate.
In a tight game like that, red area offense, red area defense on both sides of the ball is, you know, it's important. I mean, it goes without saying, it's points. So, you know, we got to do a better job down there all the way around, whether we got it or whether they got it.
Did you like
to
tightening up a little bit? What's the approach with 4 games left?
Get ready for Carolina and try to win the next game. One game at a time.
Thanks, guys.